In vivo research has the advantage over in vitro research that the experimental system is a more complex biological system. This means that in vivo research will likely give a better indication of what will happen when a substance is administered or a procedure is performed. This is why new chemicals undergo animal testing before they are released to the general population. Guinea pigs were previously so commonly used in vivo experiments that they gave rise to the phrase being a guinea pig for someone or something. Their use in research has been substantially replaced by the smaller, cheaper, and faster breeding rats and mice. However, animal testing is expensive and controversial. The massive adoption of lower-cost in vitro techniques has caused a move away from in vivo research. Currently, in vitro models and experiments are a vital and highly productive research tool. It is often used as a screening process for mutagens and carcinogens.